Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good. Okay, here we go.
We're good.
Dell, hi there.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're fine. What we're really concerned about is how are you?
Dude, I'm doing great. I made it, you know. I was starting this whole process. I had no idea if I could do it. And I did it, so I'm feeling pretty proud of myself today.
How many pounds did you lose?
I lost 44 pounds in 46 days.
Oh, my
wow,
gosh.
You're a champion.
Delgate decided to fast and only drink beer the entire Lent season, and you lost 44 pounds. Now, a lot of people have been asking us questions like, what about, like, nutrients? Like, how did you supply like your body with nutrients and stuff,
like multivitamins, yeah, and different things?
Yeah, so also when it comes to fasting in general, when you overindulge, like that's considered, like, you know, getting too many nutrients instead, yeah, of being malnourished, yeah, your body actually holds on to a lot of those nutrients inside your body fat. So when you actually access those and start burning them, you'll get a lot of those vitamins and minerals back into your system.
Okay, how many beers did you have before you decided this is going to be a one hell of a great diet?
Oh, I'm sure it was in the hundreds of thousands, because, I mean, I've thought about doing this for years, just because it's a well-known story about the monks and fasting through Lent. And if you're associated with beer like I am, you know, you always wonder if that's, you know, fact or fiction. Can that really be done?
Yeah. Well, and so for that entire period, you had no solid food. The only thing you had was beer. Is that right?
Yeah. And wow, no calories at all. Like, some people are like, oh, you have to have some juice. They're like, no, I literally had no calories except for beer. I drank a lot of water and, you know, sparkling water and unsweetened tea, things with no calories in them. No artificial sweeteners. I couldn't even chew gum.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Man. How different is that? Are you normally a disciplined eater where you can pick up a regimen?
No, of course not. I started at 292. I mean, I'm a big guy. I'm 6'2". And I had blown up a little bit over the last few months with the holidays and things. So I packed on a few extra pounds. But no, I mean, you know, like, that's part of this journey was I wanted to learn a little bit more about hunger and about discipline, so that moving forward, you know, I'll have a better understanding. And
Do you have kids and a wife? Do you have a family?
I'm divorced. I do have a 12-year-old. So part of the hardest thing, you know, was having her and, like, making her dinner and things like that over the course of this.
Wow.
And now, how much were you in contact with, like, your doctor?
So my doctor is actually a really good friend of mine. Her husband actually owns a brewery. So she knows the beer world a little bit.
Good one.
I was in constant contact with her. I mean, you know, texting all the time if you know, she had lots of questions for me, like, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? Plus, I also did regular checkups where I got my blood drawn. Yeah. And, you know, we ran all the markers of health.
Now, did you have, like, a support group? Like, you know, addicts, like, whenever they're getting tempted, they call their buddy.
No offense.
I'm not trying to call you an addict or anything like that. But, you know, how they have somebody that's like, you can do this, man. Like, stay strong. Did you have anybody like that?
No. Look, so in the beer world, people, beer people are, like, the best people. But when it came down to this, It was more of, what's the opposite of a support group? I had people posting all the time, like, look at this pizza, Del. Look, we're eating wings right now. Come on, you know you want some.
So
it was the opposite of that. But it was all in good fun. It was fine. They knew I wasn't going to break.
Well,
they wanted to rub it in.
Well, here's the kicker and here's the plug. What kind of beer were you drinking?
I was drinking everything under the sun.
Wow!
So, you know, I'm this whole story was built around a beer called a Doppelbock in Germany back in the day.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's a style of beer that I probably drank six of this entire process. I want variety in my life. I needed to keep it interesting. I mean, I eat out of boredom a lot. So when I'm drinking, I wanted to have some variety and different flavors in my life. So I drank everything under the sun.
Well, and Kurt was telling me that it changed the way you felt, your whole body felt, and the way you slept and went through your daily routine as a result of this?
I'm 43 years old, and I literally feel like I'm in my 20s again.
Wow.
I mean, my skin is better. My skin is better. My hair and nails are growing crazy. I have no inflammation in my body. My joints feel good. I only need like 6 hours of sleep, and I'm like super spry, jumping out of bed now. And none of those things were like that beforehand.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, on average, how many were you drinking a day? Like, are you getting tanked, or are you just having a few?
I would say if you looked at the entire span, and I haven't done the actual average yet, I will, it was probably 3 beers. Because there were many days I only had 2 beers. There were a couple days I only had 1 beer.
What?
Because I'm a big proponent of fasting. Like the body's natural way of getting rid of waste is not eating or drinking anything. So there was several days where I was out of town. I was in Denver for a few days. I was in Atlanta, and I did overindulge. While I was there, probably having 7 to 10 beers a day.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I would say 3 beers a day was the average.
Well, if I drink beer on an empty stomach, and you obviously had an empty stomach, I mean, it'll get me high pretty quick, or a little buzzed.
Yeah.
Did you go through that as well?
I did. So, my tolerance being in the beer industry was pretty high. I'm a big guy, and I drink beer for a living. So going into it, my tolerance was high. After the first week, everything's cleared out of my system, and I could feel 1 beer again, kind of like when I was in high school and you're like, trying beer for the first time.
everyone should remember their first beer.
Yeah.
How was that?
I did carry a blood alcohol meter with me, I knew exactly where I was. And for the most part, like 1 beer would put me about half the legal limit.
Wow. Okay.
So you could still drive when you were.
If I wanted to. I was using Uber most of the time.
I see.
Just because it's an expense to me. Like it goes right on my corporate card.
What was the first meal like when you back on Easter Sunday?
So I literally had a box of bone broth with me at midnight because the restaurants they were done serving and I couldn't get any soup and I needed something very easily to digest. And it was gross. It was horrible. So me and a bunch of guys went looking for something I could eat. About 2 a.m, we found a really cool Mexican restaurant in Atlanta, and I had the best guacamole that I've ever
eaten. Oh, Del, dude, that's so awesome. You're an Army veteran, so there was no doubt. First of all, thank you for your service. And
thank you.
There's no doubt that you had the mindset that you could do it, man. I think just everybody in the world is just so impressed that a man could just drink beer, lose weight, and end up feeling better. Incredible
Absolutely.
Story, man.
Thank you so much. For the love of beer.
For the love of beer!
mission accomplished, Dale. Mission accomplished.
Thanks.
Hey, congratulations to you. Thanks for talking with us. And we'll drink to you tonight. That's for sure.
Cheers.
Cheers,
care,
buddy.
Man.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Dale. Bye-bye.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.